Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Burt Show.
Jen is dating right now, and she found herself in this tweener stage here. Because you can, the present that you give makes a, it's a tremendous symbol for your relationship.
Yes.
And you could send the wrong message if you've just been dating the first couple of months or a couple of weeks. You go too over the top on it. He'll get freaked out. Oh, my gosh, he loves me.
Like a tattoo?
Tattoo's too much, yeah.
Yeah, and I think this goes both ways, for men and for women. I think men can overgive, too. I mean, if you're just starting out dating, like, you don't need to be giving her diamonds right off the bat if you've just started dating, because it's like, whoa, buddy,
a little too much.
Yeah, so we started this a couple of days ago, this gift formula for the newly dating, and we put together a couple of things. You want me to review, like, the beginning of what we already covered?
Sure.
And then we'll go, like, to longer relationships, because we started with, like, 1 to 2 weeks. We said, like, a phone call on that day, whether that's Christmas or Hanukkah or New Year's or whatever, you know, whatever the holiday is that you celebrate on that day.
Kwanzaa Hanimus.
Boxing Day.
Chinese New Year, whatever it is, a phone call on that day would be nice. And then we said a card with a thoughtful note, but not to go overboard. Like you guys had said, maybe an ornament or like lottery tickets or something. And this is like a week to 2 weeks
before. You just
went out on your first or second date.
Like scratch off tickets?
Yeah, I think that's cool.
That's what
for
Wendy
your
said.
Grandma.
You can, right before you eat your fish fillet over at McDonald's, Jeff.
Yes,
you can go ahead and you can have your lottery tickets.
It's the fillet of fish because it's clearly an Irish dish.
Right. I could just see Jeff now with his McDonald's fillet of fish right here. His lottery tickets on the left and his Publisher's Clearinghouse stuff on the right.
Hey, can I have a fillet of fish?
No, and you have to be thumbing through your Reader's Digest in order to.
Large print.
Yeah, yeah, you can make glasses somewhere.
Because you know you can make money if you send in an article. Go ahead,
send in a joke.
So then we said,
really? Yeah.
Oh. Can we get back to the list, please?
Then we said 2 to 4 weeks. Like if you've been dating a couple of weeks, depending on how much you've seen each other in those weeks, we said like a romantic dinner at a restaurant or at home or a small gift, something like simple and sweet, showing your interest in being romantic. But it would be like, say he told you what his all-time favorite movie was on DVD, getting him that, or like her favorite book she read in college. Something that is significant from the conversations that you've had, but nothing that is like way too over the top, because it's still only within that 1 month. Tweener stage.
It's a solid present that says nothing. And that's what you're looking for.
Right.
It doesn't say I love you, and it doesn't say I'm not into you. It just says I'm being nice.
Right. Now, the 1 to 4 months is the next stage, and we said definite gift time here. If it's been over a month and up to four, you definitely need to do the gift. And it should be thoughtful, but not too expensive. You're not trying to buy their love at this stage. So we said a great idea would be tickets to an event together, like a sporting, you know, a sporting event, concerts, a museum exhibit, whatever it is that you guys are into or interests that you share. And then we had also said the sweater or dress that she had pointed out at some point, maybe get her that. Or for a guy, if he had pointed out like a shirt in the mall, like cool button-down shirt or something like that. 1 to 4 months, right?
Okay.
We're still doing right here.
And leave it at that.
And then we said 4 to 6 months. At that stage, it goes a little bit more. And then we had said, like, go for the new golf club or the iPod or like an artistic piece or even like a hotel overnight stay, because you're getting more romantic. This is up to 6 months of dating. Are we good here?
I'm solid on it.
Because I'm leaning on you guys, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And there are comments up online right now. This is all going to be on Q100Atlanta.com, and you guys can comment on them and adjust them if you want. Also,
and it is up right now because that's what I'm going off of right now. So,
did you cover the Hickory Farms waxy sausage log yet?
Where does that fit in?
Is that like one to four months? Where would you put a waxy sausage log?
I think we know the answer.
That was way too obvious. Jeff, come on. I expect more out of you.
Not anymore.
You're not really laughing at that joke.
Yeah, he is. He's
laughing at yourself for that one.
No, it's just memories because that was my high school band.
No.
What? Waxy sausage.
No, it wasn't.
It's Friday.
Yeah. I'm a little lost on the giddiness.
Stay focused.
He's got the
Be strong.
Virus.
Be strong.
Okay. And then I said 6 months or more, you're in a full-on relationship at that point. If you're not saying boyfriend or girlfriend, this is probably the stage to do that, establish that situation. And then it could be more like going on a weekend or a week away together, or maybe booking a trip like months in advance from now, or like things that are more sentimental, like a framed photo and that kind of thing, right?
That sounds okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I said 3 years or more, if you haven't bought a diamond anything yet, do it. And if you plan to get married, what are you waiting for? Because, you know, like Beyonce says.
Like Beyonce said, if you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
Yeah, three years or more.
Some
if
kind
it's
of
three
jewelry.
Years or more and you haven't done diamonds, you got to go.
Okay.
You got to go for it.
And what is a good, I mean, because the economy is so bad right now, what is a good alternative from diamonds if you wanted to give jewelry?
A different
Bert, if you go to see my friends at the Shane Company, they have diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and pearls.
Hey, so does Solomon Brothers. Fine jewelry. How about that?
And just so you know, if you need a loan to get your diamond, you can go to George's Own Credit Union.
But what you should do is you should call them with your Metro PCS fund to make sure that you're getting the greatest deal.
You can drive over there. You can drive over there in your Team Nissan.
And laser hair removal does not relate to any of you. I've got nothing.
Either just leverage Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. on TNT, but I'll still get it in somehow.
Okay.
Okay. So I was saying exceptions to these rules would be if you've been friends for a really long time, like 6 months to several years, and you've just now become romantic, then you have to fast forward a step or two. Wouldn't you say?
Are we complicating it, though?
I would agree with that, because there's obviously... You guys know each other.
Right.
So it's accelerated.
Did we go from 6 months to 3 years? Did we just jump or
Well, there was Jeff talking about his nut roll in between, but yeah.
Oh, but there's a couple other exceptions. Let me get through this. Let me get through this sausage log. Okay. I said if you've met the parents, then you should fast forward one step. Because if you've met the parents, then they will ask what you gave or received, and you have to have an answer for that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also said if you live together, you should fast forward to the last step. And if you share pets that you adopted or purchased together, then fast forward to the last step because you already moved fast enough.
Okay.
And at what point in the chart do you have to buy gifts for the parents?
Oh, that's marriage.
Oh, damn. Not until then?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think.
And not before. Engaged?
No, I think you need to do it before.
I think it depends on if you know that that's where it's leading to, I think. If you know that... I mean, I just think sometimes...
Maybe.
Because engaged. I know in our relationship, I don't know if it was our first or second Christmas, that we gave a general gift to the other family. So it wasn't just specific members of that family, but like there was an exchange of gifts to the general family.
You gave them a signed picture of yourself.
Just like Tyra. What would Tyra do?
It's like a dowry.
Yeah.
Like, here's two goats and a chicken.
And oddly enough, it was a sausage roll. So,
hey, Tiffany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
Pretty good. I have a Christmas question.
All right.
I've been dating somebody. We dated for about 4 months. Mm-hmm. We broke it off for about a month, and now we're back together. It's still kind of in that odd redating time. We're not going to be spending Christmas together, and I really have no idea if I should even get anything.
I think that if you guys are back with each other, then I think you don't take it from the 1 month period. I think you take it from the 4 month period.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you have history there. You just can't erase it because you broke up for 3 hours so he could go hook up with somebody else.
Yeah, and I think it's also you have to take into account what anniversary you'll be celebrating. Because most people who break up and then get back together, don't they stick with the first anniversary?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
They do. Because
unless
it makes it sound
years
better.
In between.
But you actually sound like you're still not even all that into the relationship.
Well, I am. I'm just, you know, taking caution. So I'm a little held back with it now.
He cheat on you?
No. Okay. Nothing like that.
You cheat on him?
No.
How come?
No cheating.
How come?
Well.
No.
Why are you looking at his brother the way you are?
Well, you know, that's a different story. I'll call you another day for that.
Hey, just, you may not know this for a fact, but just like a guesstimate. How many girls do you think you had sex with while you guys were broken up?
Oh my God.
Why can't you ask her the same question?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive it was zero.
How about you? How many guys?
I hooked up with one guy. We didn't sleep together, but I hooked up with one guy.
Oh, come on. And Bill Clinton didn't inhale.
That's what we all say, sweetie.
Aren't you glad you called?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I want to know when is lingerie appropriate? Lingerie came up the other day.
Right.
At what stage can guys give women lingerie?
6 months.
There is going to be a fine line of creepy here.
I say 6 months.
6 months. Yeah, maybe so.
It depends on
there's
fast
a different
the
kind of lingerie
is.
Also. Like, I think the stuff that you got today is a lot different than that.
Well, that's a
that
joke.
Skanky Fredericks of Hollywood stuff.
Like, jokey lingerie, anytime.
Jokey lingerie works. Like, what about a couple's massage? Where does that fit in on the timeline?
I think you can go after 6 months on that one, can't you?
That's not before?
Couple's massage would be the same time as the hotel stay. So where was that in there?
That was 4 to 6 months.
And again, if you're going to err on the side of caution. Here of waiting too long.
What happened about just being in love and acting with abandon, Bert?
No. It's all about game playing in the beginning. You know that.
Okay.
It's all about hand.
What do you mean you know that?
I don't know, but as soon as I said it, I regretted it. And I was hoping you weren't going to acknowledge it.
Now that she acknowledged it, now I understand what you're saying. Hey!
Good morning.
What's going on here?
Good morning, Jamie.
Wait a minute.
You're
wait
on cue.
Wait a minute.
What did she just say?
Oh, my God. The two of you are dating.
Nailed us.
But now that they've been together for 6 years, that, you know.
What do you get after 6 years?
Sick of each other.
I think we all know that.
The Bert Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
If you were listening yesterday, Wendy, you were out, so you missed this, totally missed this. But we talked to a guy named Richard, and Richard was in a bit of a pickle because he was going
not,
on.
Not Rich's words, but Jeff's words.
Oh.
Yeah. Richard was.
I'm stuttering.
had big plans to go on a vacation with a girl. So he bought the vacation, and it was a five-night cruise down to the Caribbean where you would actually be at sea at midnight on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
A huge party on a cruise ship.
Yes.
Seems like a great plan to everyone except for the girl. She didn't want to go.
Why?
So that's the mystery we're trying to solve. But it's irrelevant.
Okay.
Because we're moving forward.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
forward
right.
progress.
So,
forward
Richard, progress. Tell us where this came from, you just having the, because it would go to waste, right? Like, they don't give you your money back.
Well, the point is I wanted to go on a cruise.
Okay.
I could have refunded for half, but what's the fun of that?
So, right. So Richard had the trip.
Okay.
And was it your idea or did your friends put you up to getting in touch with
Once
the
again,
Show?
I got to thank Pam for that idea of calling the Bert Show and going through this.
She was here with you yesterday, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job, Pam.
So Richard came on and, you know, told that story in a little more detail and kind of explained who he was and what he was looking for. And if he found a compatible woman, they would go on the trip together.
Oh, so you're trying to find a girl to bring.
Mm. Yeah, because we were talking yesterday about how... Yeah.
Have you been in those cruise cabins?
Yes, hey girl.
Well, I was going to say you could bring like a dude and y'all could be two single dudes looking for a girl to make out with on New Year's Eve and it would work out. Then you would have the other 2 days to hook up.
It's going
to
be like college where their dorm room where they bring them into the...
Yeah.
Put a sock on the door.
Dude, like, if I have a sock on the handle, that means don't come in.
Don't come in.
I don't know how many single girls, though, would be on a cruise. I think it's a couple's deal, right?
Like, is it a couple's cruise?
No, but I mean, I think...
No, but...
Yeah.
I went on vacation once with Vince West, a friend of mine, and I would just prefer to go with a girlfriend.
I totally understand that. Okay. And plus, I just think going with a New Year's Eve, like going with another guy, like I think the majority of those cruisers will probably be coupled off already.
Okay.
Mostly because it's New Year's, so it's kind of a New Year's couple thing.
Right.
Okay.
So he put the alert out yesterday. He described what kind of girl he would be looking for. He told us a little bit about himself. And we set up an email for him and we set up a voicemail for him. And people were commenting on the blog that was on the picture that was on our website. So how was were you pleasantly surprised or amazingly disappointed in the response?
I was pretty surprised. Bert was making it sound like, you know, it's a small net. There's only a couple people out there that could fit this criteria of having a week off, having a passport and be crazy enough to do this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once the contact info went on the website, email and phone calls just started flooding in. So I spent most of the day yesterday reading through emails and tried to narrow it down to, a dozen or so. Began emailing back and forth with a few, and then narrowed it down to two.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Two. All right.
So
that's fast.
Did you, the majority of the correspondence was via email?
Yes.
Okay. And then you picked up the phone and called these people like, hey, what's up? It's Richard.
Actually, I just set up two dates for last night.
Okay.
Met him for the first time.
In person. Perfect. Well, wow. And Wendy says fast because, I mean, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, Christmas. The ship leaves on Monday, and the girl's going to have to find her way down to Tampa, right? That's where they're leaving.
Right.
So, I mean, everything's having to go pretty fast.
That's
if you
just
think
impressive
about it.
For a dude to narrow it down that fast. You know, like, I mean, yeah. We had Trey on, and Trey couldn't even do it
in
a month.
2 months, so.
So,
are you available to get married on January 17th? Gotcha. So, you narrowed it down to the two, and the two people that you brought, you had the separate dates with, were they both well represented based on the emails and the conversations you had early?
Yes, they were. They were
okay.
Very, very good.
All right. And from those two, have you decided on one that you would like to invite?
I have.
All right.
Okay.
Do we have some sort of drum roll or something, Sean, or other weird noise that you can make? That'll work. Richard, you have chosen
Christy Sanders.
Christy Sanders. And coincidentally, she happens to be on hold on line 5.
Nice.
Crazy. Hi, Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I really didn't know you were going to say my last name there. That's a nice surprise.
Oh, by Sanders, we meant Farmer. Just so you know, it's
nice,
all code words on the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow.
Now, you're not married or anything, are you?
At this point, no.
Okay. Well, who
congratulations.
Knows?
Are you looking forward to this trip?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. A little nervous, a little apprehensive, but yeah, definitely.
Well, now tell us about Richard, because you obviously, first of all, what compelled you to send in the email yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Two of my coworkers are big Burt Show fans.
Okay.
I actually didn't hear the broadcast yesterday, but I came into work yesterday morning and they were talking about this. And we were looking on the website and just like tossing around like funny lines to post. And actually, one of my bosses posted the line for me. So, yeah.
Well, then there should be no problem you getting off work since your boss is in there helping.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, that was what I asked yesterday afternoon when I had gotten an email back. I was like, well, if I'm actually chosen, can I have next week off? And they said they would work something out. So we'll see.
So this started out as like a joke, like, hey, let's make fun of the Richard guy on the radio. But now it's progressed into, I mean, you're clearly in love. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll be married on New Year's Eve or not, actually. But
so you got the email back and from him and obviously decided to meet him last night. So that was your opinion obviously changed from kind of jokey to, wow, this is kind of cool at some point.
Yeah, I had really low expectations. Like I was expecting to go and meet him for a drink and, you know, not really like him or think, oh my gosh, he's so annoying. I could never, you know, go on a cruise. But he was actually, you know, funny and we had a lot to talk about. And yeah, so why not?
Awesome. So you are prepared to leave then next Monday, less than a week away, and go hang out in the Caribbean for New Year's?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Now, we had thanked Pam and Rich's friend Pam for putting him up to this. Was there somebody that put you up to this, Christy?
My coworkers, they know who they are.
They know who they are. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're listening.
Because I have their names here, so I just didn't know. You want me to give him a shout out? You don't.
Yeah, no.
Don't
not.
Do that, because you know that Pam and your coworkers who shall not be named will be the ones that if something happens to work out on
oh,
this
yeah,
cruise,
they'll take credit for
they'll
that
take
forever.
Total credit for this.
Right, but you know, if I'm murdered at sea,
oh no, that is the last show before Christmas. We're not going to talk about bad things.
Richard, can you give us your word that you will not smother Christy?
I swear.
Okay, so that's cool. Hey, so Christy, congratulations.
Okay.
That's
yes.
cool.
Yes. Oh, we got to have pictures of the cruise, so you okay. promised us pictures.
And Richard, congratulations.
Thank you.
This could be, now I'm going to channel Bert because he's not
oh,
here.
No.
This could be, if you end up murdered, it's fate. But if you're not going
no,
to, it's going to be a good thing and you guys are going to go have a great time. So that makes it everyone all together now.
All right.
Destiny.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Nicely done. Hey, Christy and Richard, I assume you got to have each other's information, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'll let you go now, Christy.
All right, thanks.
Congratulations. And we're going to talk to you afterwards and find out how it went. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Don't die.
Thanks.
Oh, oh. Now, Rich, sorry. That's so, he's standing right here, everybody.
He can hear you.
He can hear you. He's right here.
Well, Richard, we're glad to help. Congratulations.
Yes. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right,
no
good.
Worries. And please do send us pictures.
Yes.
And we'll probably follow up with you on the day you get back from the cruise, and we'll you're back on what day?
Third.
On the 3rd.
So we're back on the air on the 5th. So we'll talk to you at this time on the 5th and find out how it went.
All right, sounds good.
All right, have fun.
Unless,
Happy New Year.
Unless you're busy hiding a body or something crazy.
Oh,
like
my
that.
God, stop.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.